Which one of you guys is Irving?
None of us.
There's no Irving in the room.
No Irving here.
All right. Well, why don't we do the Mickey Mouse Club, and why don't you first introduce yourselves? In alphabetical order or from...
Perfect.
Okay, from left to right.
Aaron.
Brent.
Steven.
Brian.
Alex.
A's and B's.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by ABBA.
Very, very lovely. Now, I actually took the time to read your bio. Can you believe it? You have a bio. You do know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And so now... Some of you are from San Francisco. This is going to be a silly interview. Some of you are from San Francisco, but then you went down to L.A. and then someone discovered you somewhere. Did you?
Yeah, we got discovered a bunch of times.
like Columbus in America? Is
yeah.
that what's...
Yeah.
Give me the short version. Anybody who wants to, or each of you could take part of the story.
Me and Brian grew up in Marin County, just over the bridge over there.
And I grew up in Berkeley.
And Alex grew up in Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
Me and Brian went to college together. Alex went to NYU. And we didn't know these guys, so we'll leave them out of it. And then we moved down to LA separately and then all reconfigured. And
this is a mature group, by the way. If you guys could just hear, it's kind of like a college frat here in Studio C. Except they don't allow beer in here. Okay, and then what happened to the guys who aren't from? How did you land up?
Aaron and I were actually really best friends in eighth grade or something like that. And we lived in Los Angeles, and we were just waiting for these guys to show up.
The high desert portion of Los Angeles.
The name, Irving. No Irving in the band. You just like Jewish people?
Yeah. Our ex-keyboard player's grandfather was named Irving, and we were looking for a band name at the time, and it seemed like it would fit really well. So we took the name and then fired her.
And very nice, very nice. And so... I guess the term power pop kind of comes to mind, although I hate labels.
Yeah.
I like them.
You like them. So how do you guys describe your music?
Not power pop,
really, but...
We're going with
just really powerful pop.
Wait. Okay, come on, kids. When they came in, I told them they needed a hall pass. One at a time.
I think we're going with rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Rock and roll band. Yeah. Very nice.
Until our next EP, and then we'll be a dance band.
Dance band.
Yeah.
Full dance.
So, yeah, now, the first album came out, what?
September.
September of 2002.
Just came out in September, last September.
It's been that recent.
Yeah.
Wow, we are just on top of things here,
yes,
aren't we?
Cutting edge rock.
And now, as everybody knows, we're cheating here, and we recorded this a couple of days before you played The Bottom of the Hill.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the day...
No, tonight.
Oh, duh. But how did the show go?
It was awesome.
Oh, great. Sold out.
Really, yeah. Really good.
Yeah. It was sold out.
And where can people find your CD and your future CD, your new thing that you're working on, so that way we do the commercial thing?
Well, two days ago we played at the Virgin Megastore, too, on Market Street.
So you might be able to find it there and Amoeba.
You just left a few on the floor?
Yeah.
And what's the distributors?
Amoeba Records should have some,
Revolver.com.
Okay. So that's good.
Or EenieMeenieRecords.com, which is our label's. Website.
Yeah, you can get EenieRecords.com.
We better spell that.
Records.com. Yeah.
Not just Eenie. What
it's actually ever, just EenieMeenie.com.
EenieMeenie.com is like the website. EenieMeenieRecords brings you directly to the business.
Does anybody care? Hey,
no.
By the way, if people call, even though we are on tape for this portion of the show, they call 751 KUSF. What can they win?
We've got three t-shirts, one small, one medium, one large, and we've got two CDs and one record. So if you call, you can...
I'll divvy them up in some way, shape, or form, depending on how they bribe me at that moment in time. So part of the fun of being here on The Menace is Attic, other than the fact that I get all of you just smiling me over the control board, which is just the most joyful moment in my life up until this moment, is you get to do a guest set. And Steven has been calling me on from his cell, and this is what it has sounded like. I'd like to hear... And also... And I'm busy trying to find records to match.
I threw that phone yesterday.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good move. But being that there's a song on your... We can't say album anymore. On your CD...
We have LPs. You can
That's
album.
Right. And I did actually give away one of those, and people were excited to have the vinyl, because we still
Someone
play a lot of vinyl.
Last night. Yeah.
Cool. So, the set is about?
Oh,
Someone's girl.
Yeah, theme someone's girlfriend.
About, yeah, falling being in love with somebody
else. We always come up with clever names, but we'll just call it the set being about someone's girlfriend. So this is Irving. And
coveting someone's girlfriend. Ooh,
coveting.
Coveting thy neighbor.
There you
girlfriend. Girlfriend.
And here is Irving's exciting, marvelous, and delicious guest set.
Ooh.
Gonna shine tonight, yeah. But she's gonna be
be somebody's baby. Cause when the cars and the signs and the streetlights light up the town, she's gotta be somebody's baby. Yeah, she must be somebody's baby. She's gotta be somebody's baby. But she's so fine. But she's gonna be somebody's only light. Gonna shine tonight. Yeah. But she's gonna be somebody's baby. Alright. Well, I try to shut my eyes, but I can't get away.
friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Yes, he's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
KUSF with Irving. We're going to let them kind of count back their set. Why? I don't know, because I don't even think they remember what they played.
First, we had The Cars.
The second song was Yola Tango doing Jackson Brown, Somebody's
You
Baby.
Already blew it as DJs. What was the name of the Cars song?
The name of the Cars
song?
Don't remember.
No, it was Best Friend's Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cars and Best Friend's Girlfriend. Sounds good. Yola Tango like covered song. Jackson Brown's. Somebody's Baby. Then Irving, that's us, played Did I Ever Tell You I'm In Love With Your Girlfriend? And last but not least,
Rick Springfield with Jesse's Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, and I do want to make sure that everybody knows that you selected all those tunes, that I didn't dupe you into doing this.
No, you didn't.
Irving, thanks for being on The Menace's Attic.
Thank you for having us.
And I think that they only came here to listen to that music.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason why. All right, we will be right back with our next set right after we do Something Good.